I mean, our industry is definitely under a lot of pressure, but we are holding steady. As you mentioned there, the cost of doing business is through the roof, and obviously the conflict in Iran as well is pushing energy costs up. So it's more important than ever to have a strong voice at National Council, and that's the intention of the Donegal branch.
And you'd mentioned there whenever you were speaking at your election that Donegal sets trends. It's your own base in the Shandon is a prime example of that. You know, you're just right on the coast, and the county has a lot to offer.
We do indeed, and I suppose our biggest challenge was seasonality being so remote. But thankfully, since we opened there 10 years ago, we've managed to stay open through all the seasons. So with a bit of strategic planning and good marketing and dedication, you know, you can change the apple cart, as they say, and you can kind of set different trends. So thankfully, we've managed to stay open now for the last 10 years through all seasons, employing 145 staff in the area as well.
And the local hotels are a massive source of employment. You'll have your people who's worked in the hotels for years and years and years. But for a lot of younger people in college or sort of towards the end of secondary school, it's essential for them where they learn skills there that they take with them for the rest of their working lives.
That's right. It really sets them up in hospitality. If they do work in hospitality, I mean, if they did want to travel in that as well, they have great skills that they've learned. But the Donegal branch has started good relations with the ATU, and we hope to engage further with that too to promote the hospitality industry as a great career.
And I suppose now, just finally, Carolyn, what would be maybe your two main goals now going forward into your term now as chair?
The two main goals is to maintain the engagement that we've had with the Donegal hoteliers, and obviously sustainability as well, and just working together as the one voice and keeping our voice strong in Donegal at National Council to alleviate these pressures that we're going to have and that we are facing at the moment as an industry.